It's a week after Pentecost, and we know the Holy Spirit came. We know we have the Holy Spirit when we believe.
So we're still celebrating the Holy Spirit. So that's going to be a theme this morning. I think we've all know the news now about Brian's son David. So we hold David in our heart and lift him up as we go. We're going to come to prayer. Bruce would usually have a comprehensive prayer, but it'd be far better if we all pray. Perhaps somebody can pray for David. I understand that at 14, he was baptized as a believer, which frankly makes all the difference. He has the support and the strength of the Holy Spirit, and he has eternity in him because he has the Holy Spirit. So we just trust and pray for his treatment and the course of this now, and for Brian through all of it. So let's focus on our God, who is the source of all inspiration, our health, our life, the Holy Spirit. Let's bring our praises to him. Amen. Leave our troubles behind.
Amen.
Julie.
So we're going to start with "Praise my soul, the King of Heaven." And I just love that line, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. That's who we are in him. So let's praise him, and we'll go straight into "He is exalted" afterwards.
Sorry, same tune as ever, just slightly different arrangement. So just sing as whoever was, or perhaps not in the old case. So.
Got anywhere to go? As always.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his King thy faith will, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, and in his friendship sing. Praise him for his strength. Praise him for the same Angels help us to adore you. We are
I think as we come to prayer, it's worth thinking of that line, the head is forever, his truth shall reign. Jesus is the truth. He reigns. He reigns over all. Nothing can happen apart from the will of God. I'm not going to do all the praying, but I will say, Father God, I thank you that you have brought us, I believe all of us, to faith in Jesus as our Saviour. And we have received Holy Spirit. I pray that we have all had the baptism in the Holy Spirit and that we know you hold our lives. We belong to you. You have command, absolute rights over our life to dispose of us as slaves. But we know you are loving and merciful and all powerful. And it's your mercy and your love and your power which we appeal to today. And I'm thinking of Brian and David. Lord, I pray with Brian. You know the prayers. Ask your mercy and your power and your love to work in their lives. Touch them and let them know that your hand is upon them. For your glory. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I know a lot of people at this time who are not at all friends or children, friends, different friends. And I pray for them. Not easy at all. But I just pray for them and they would be able to put a healing hand upon them. Give them your peace, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, it's so good to come together as your family, brothers and sisters together, loving one another. And Lord, as we all go through things, we know that each one of us will be thinking and praying for each other. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing happens without your say-so. So thank you, Jesus, for this family here. And we pray too for Bruce and Eunice and Deborah and Graham whilst they're at the special service this morning. Lord, I pray that it will be a blessed time for them and all who come. And I pray most of all, Lord, that it will be a witness to you, Jesus, as we are a witness to you. Lord, give us opportunities wherever we are to speak of you and to share your love with everyone. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege, and thank you for the privilege of being able to come and praise you for who you are and what you've done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I'm reminded of Psalm 145. It says, "Great is the Lord and great to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." But it goes on, "He raises those who are bowed down. You are the lifter of our heads, Lord. You're the healer." We look for that aspect of your nature. We rejoice in you. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I just pray, Father in heaven, that whoever, whatever people's needs are, Lord, that you would give them strength and blessings and comfort to each and every one of them, especially to Brian, that you would give him strength and comfort to his son as he goes through what he has to go through, and that you would bless him. You will have your arms of protection around him. So easy for him. And that things will go through smoothly, whatever you want to come into. And we pray, Lord, that it will be a positive outcome. And that the doctors will be on top of everything. Lord, give them both your strength. In this time of need. Bless them, Lord. Bless all those that need your comfort too. Jesus is precious. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, I confess. I didn't ask anybody to read the Bible. Dean, I wonder, would you, when after we've sung this next one, would you be able to read
Or if you don't want to, I'll ring it the read.
Do my best.
You've got your glass.
I don't need my glasses to read, funnily enough.
Right. Oh, the Julie Brown episode.
So as we continue with our theme of the Holy Spirit, which we actually continue with every day, we're going to sing Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me.
Bible reading this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Then, the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. For Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
We're going to sing "Peace Like a River, Love Like a Mountain."
Spirit of God,
I don't know that I can teach anything here with people who've probably been believers longer than me, but if I can remind us of some things, then so be it. When Jesus appeared to his disciples on his resurrection day, before Pentecost, he said, "Peace be with you." Now the words of Jesus apply to us still. So, peace be with you. And peace to you. As the Father sent Jesus, so Jesus also sends us. Now, Bruce, I think he ducked putting the title of my message because it probably didn't make sense to him. But I put down the title as, as they went, as they're spent, and as we're sent, the point being, as we are sent, but that's about the Holy Spirit empowering us to go as ambassadors and to teach about Jesus and to share Jesus. So I wanted to look back at two other instances, perhaps more. And I have to confess that this came because I was praying. I had a message prepared in my head, which I mentioned last week to Jilly. And when I prayed, I literally got to the Lord's Prayer and the word as. And the word as suddenly click, click, click. There were three instances of as in my head. And I realized that's what I've got to bring. So it's as they went, as they're spent, and as we're sent. But looking at being able to go in the power of the Holy Spirit and to proclaim Jesus, I went back to as the lepers went. So in Luke 17, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourself to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. You've heard sermons on that. As they went in faith, they obeyed. The as can mean in the same way, so we need to obey. It can mean in the same way, it can mean because. So it can be because we obey, things happen. And it can mean at the same time. And a similar example is in Exodus where they came to a watering hole, having crossed the Red Sea, they sought water, and the water they came to was bitter. The place was called Marah because of that. And they cried out, "What should we drink?" And Moses cried to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree or a lump of wood. So when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. It's as he cast the wood into waters, the water was made sweet. So it's when he obeyed, the power of God was released for healing, healing for the waters. So we need to be conscious that we have to obey, and it's as and when we do it that the power of God is released. And again, I got the collywobbles during the week having to think about doing this and trying to get out of a tangle about it. And God is gracious. He gave me a line out of Psalm 81 when I found out Psalm 81 afterwards. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. So I'm trusting he's filled my mouth with the words to bring to you. The second as, I said as they're spent, because it's a nice hook, as they went, as they're spent, as we are sent. The spent, I'm thinking of like a conviction is spent. When it's over and done, it's finished, it's gone, it's forgiven. It's forgiveness. And I came to that when I was praying the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And there is an element of when we forgive. If we don't forgive, then we're actually not in a right position with God. And we can't be forgiven. We ask to be forgiven. But if we're in unforgiveness, then it's a block. It's a sin. And we can't receive the forgiveness of God. We can't be cleansed. We can't. The blood is there, but we have to confess. So we also have to be forgiving. So it's when we forgive. And it's also, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. There's a quality to our forgiveness. The forgiveness that God gives us is complete. It's as if the sins were cast into the depths of the sea, as far as the east is from the west. And when we forgive, we have to do it probably by an act of will. We may not feel like forgiving. Maybe the last thing we want to do, like praising God, maybe the last thing we want to do. But we have to do it as an act of will. We have to forgive. And God, certainly, I can't imagine him feeling like forgiving us for all we've done. But we have to do it in the same way that he does it. It's his will. And so we have to forgive because it's his will. And it's when we forgive. So I can speak from personal experience. I've said repeatedly, I had a breakdown. And one of my great problems then was resentment. I resented people who believed, who were joyful. And it would drive me into depression because I wasn't like them, I hadn't got it, etc. And resentment is a terrible thing. And bless him, Alan Millis took me to task over it and talked about forgiveness. And, he'd come on the phone sometimes and I'd be in a state and he'd say, go and do what we called an audit, which is to go and kneel down and say, Lord, what haven't I forgiven? And then he would pop no end of things into my head, which I needed to deal with. Some were current and some were from way back. But particularly when it was a current problem I was resenting, as soon as I obeyed, it was gone. I mean, I had serious problems with depression, but it was, I don't like to say magical, it was miraculous when I forgave, it was gone. So forgiveness is so powerful, it's absolutely wonderful. And as we were sent, which is really going on from our reading, Jesus appeared to his disciples. He was proving, he was raised from the dead. God has power over life and death. He gave peace to them. They were joyful. They believed he was the risen Savior. Peace to you, he said. And then he said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So what's the as mean there? I go straight to the thought that when Jesus was going around and preaching and teaching and acting, he told us that he did nothing except what the Father showed him to do. And he said nothing but what the Father gave him to say. So that as must mean that God is showing us what to do. Jesus is showing. He sent us as God sent him. So in that same way, he is showing us. We get a prick of conscience sometimes. We should do something, say something, whatever. We've got the Holy Spirit. We can block him out, or we can try to be open to him and receive what he wants us to do. And so Jesus was shown what to do, and pretty often it's obvious what to do. The Lord is opening a way for us to act. And we know in our spirit, speaking to our mouth and our brain and our hands to do what God wants. We've got that. We've got what Jesus had. We may not have it in the same degree, but we can pray for more of it. And he'll give it because it's his will. We should do his will. So we have the Holy Spirit to help us. We can act as he wants us to. He'll show us. He'll give us the words. And as God sent Jesus, Jesus sends us. So there's even a when in that. He did it 2,000 years ago, but makes me think of the timelessness. He was doing that outside of time, and it applies now. And he is sending us now, same yesterday, today, and forever. And because, as I send you. So it's because he sends us we should go. This is the word of God. This is the command from God that we should go. We're sent, we should go. And he's given us the Spirit at our conversion, at our accepting Jesus, our believing. But he told the disciples even then to wait for the promise of the Father, to wait for Pentecost, the 50 days later, the 7 sevens plus one. And it makes me think, as I'm sure you've heard many times, that we're told, look in Luke, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And clearly, that saying, if we ask, he'll give us the Holy Spirit. And we do have to ask for the promise of the Father, second baptism, the Holy Spirit, the coming as in power. When I thought about that, I realized, of course, that there's something else. I'm looking at the Father giving and the gift. But what about the Son who asked for bread and for fish or an egg? Why was he asking? He was hungry. So are we hungry? Are we hungry for the Holy Spirit? Are we asking for the Holy Spirit? Are we saying, fill me, open wide your mouth and I will fill it? So how we receive the Holy Spirit, we breathe in spirit. Pneuma, the Greek means spirit, but it means wind, air, breath. It means all of this. As we breathe in, we have to breathe in the Holy Spirit. And we have to choose, as this act of will, we have to choose to receive the Holy Spirit and to go and to tell. And it's not necessarily going in a physical sense. It's if things temporal are what count. That which is temporal is that which is seen is temporal, that which is unseen is spiritual, is eternal. So we're sent, and we may not physically be able to go. We could be housebound, we could be stuck in a job, we could be stuck at home. We could feel we're stuck in our life. But we're sent, so we have to have an attitude in the spirit of being sent to the people we're engaged with and see what people God opens to us, what opportunities we have, and pray. And know that the Spirit will give us the words to say. So my prayer is that we will accept that we need to be cleansed. We need to be obedient. We need to be forgiving. We need to be hungry for the Holy Spirit. And in obeying and knowing the will of God, we need to go out and we need to share with others. And we need to take the message, the good news, which brings eternal life, the life, the words of life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. A great reminder. So we're going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. And then we're going to go straight into I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you. the light of your love is shining, giving the midst of the darkness shine. Jesus, light of the world and the forest, let us breathe by the truth you now bring, thy love on thee, thy love on thee. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, place filled with flame. Spend heart on the strong fire. Glory of the Lord, not of the nation, with grace and mercy, sing for your word. Lord, I come to your Lord in presence, from the shadows into your basement. I will bow my head to your righteousness.
Psalm 81. I had to look up, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. I'm bound to Psalm 81. And I looked at the context and it's mention of worshipping other gods, gods of the nations around them. And then there's a paragraph, stanza, whatever, that speaks of worshipping God, bringing our worship to one true God. And in that context it says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. So as we come to praise, he fills us, so maybe give back the praise to him. And as we say here, he's calling us. Let's respond.
Next usage is.
Oh, yeah, I was very thank you.
We praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Be with us all, evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well done, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Just
that little
thing.
Oh, we need to.